Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Milton Ager, Clarence Williams, and Johnny Burke, fulfill a request, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, October 6th, marked the birth in 1893 in Chicago, Illinois, of composer Milton Ager. He began teaching himself piano at age 7 and began his musical career as an intermission pianist at silent movie theaters. He became a vaudevillian and traveled to Chicago, where he worked as a song plugger and accompanist on the Orpheum vaudeville circuit. He returned to New York in 1913 and worked for Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder until World War I, when he joined the Army. After the war, he continued writing songs and had his first hit in 1921 with Nobody's Baby. The following year, he formed his own publishing company, Ager, Yellen, and Bornstein. Between 1922 and 1930, he wrote hits such as Hard-Hearted Hannah, The Last of the Red Hot Mamas, Ain't She Sweet, and Happy Days Are Here Again. His chief collaborators included George Meyer, Grant Clark, Benny Davis, Joe Young, Jack Yellen, and Joe McCarthy. In 1930, he moved to Hollywood and contributed to the scores of the films Honky Tonk, King of Jazz, and Chasing Rainbows. He died in Los Angeles, California on May 6, 1979. Here are three from the pen of Milton Ager. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of Milton Ager's lesser-known compositions, I'd Rather Be Alone Just Thinking of You, played there by the original Indiana Five on January 14, 1926. Before I'd Rather Be Alone, from the Warner Brothers picture of the same name, we heard Glad Rag Doll, a Milton Ager, Jack Yellen, Dan Dougherty collaboration. That was the Savoy Havana Band with the vocal by Ramon Newton from a broadcast 78 recorded in London on February 21, 1929. We began our tribute to Milton Ager with the University Six, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers on the Harmony label, and Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling. Arthur Fields provided the vocal refrain on that June 9, 1927 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, October 8th, marked the birth in 1898 outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, of Clarence Williams. At age 12, he left home and joined Billy Kersan's minstrel show as a singer, but soon became the troupe's master of ceremonies. Around 1915, Williams and Armand Piron started a publishing company in New Orleans and put together a vaudeville act, with Piron on the violin and Williams playing piano and singing. In 1916, Williams wrote Brown Skin, Who You For, which was recorded by Columbia, and for which he received $1,600. In 1921, he married blues singer Eva Taylor, and they collaborated both in writing and performing. In 1923, Williams moved to New York, where until 1928, he was artist and repertoire director for OK, developing new talent and recording with his own groups and as accompanist for blues singers, including Bessie Smith. Between 1923 and 37, he recorded over 300 sides under his own name, and his compositions include Royal Garden Blues, Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, and Organ Grinder Blues. Clarence Williams died in New York on November 6, 1965. Here's Clarence Williams. Thank you.
secret I want to tell you. First your mouth, Joe. Keep it shut. Everything I tell you, boy, is the truth. You better hurt your mouth, you'll get in dirt. The treasure of our lodge come up short. Man, you ought to see the car he bought. Way down in Texas is where he got caught. Hush your mouth, Joe. You talk too much. Shut your mouth. Do I talk too much?
Yes, you better hush your mouth.
Will I get in Dutch?
You know that man is from the South.
Shut my mouth. Folks say I'm knocking all the time.
Hush your mouth, Joe. You talk too much.
Somebody in your flat is making moonshine.
Now, I know you better hush your mouth. You'll get in Dutch.
That still ain't very far from me. I smell it cooking constantly.
Hush.
They start to cooking every morning about 3.
Hush your mouth, boy. Hush your mouth.
Hush my mouth?
Yes, hush your mouth.
Hush my mouth.
You'll get in Dutch.
Clarence, you know you come from down south.
Hush my mouth.
There's some stealing done in the store last night.
Who was it? Hush your mouth.
The thief and the police had a little fight.
That's too bad. Hush your mouth.
The dirty thief looked like you, but he got away. Now, they've been looking for him every day.
Did he
tell where he's at if I think I get paid.
Hush your mouth. Did he ask about me?
Hush my mouth.
Yes, you talk too much.
Well, I ain't going to talk.
You'll get me in Dutch.
Clarence, you stealing way down south.
Hush my mouth.
You better watch yourself, Clarence. You're doing a little dirty.
Who told you? Hush your mouth. Hush your mouth.
If old man Jones catch you, you're going to get hurt.
Keep your nose out of my business, boy. You talk too much.
I ain't telling nobody this but you. But how come his wife come up with a new pair of shoes? All the suspicions fell on you.
Hush your mouth. You talk too much.
I'm going to hush my mouth.
Yes, you talk too much.
I'm going to keep it shut.
You'll get me in touch.
You know, boy, I'm from way down south.
Shut my mouth.
They tell me you bank in the numbers nowadays.
Hush your mouth. You know the police is around.
Sam Torton caught and didn't get paid.
Who told you? Is he looking for me? Looking for me?
Well, they're taking a chance on your life, cause he was looking for you with a knife. And you know I don't want to see you leave your wife.
Hush your mouth. You talk too much. You better hush your mouth.
Do I talk too much?
Yes, you hush your mouth, please.
Oh, I'm getting dirty. So you bank and way down south.
Hush my mouth.
Well, hush my mouth. Clarence Williams composed, played jug and piano, but there you heard him and Joe Sims in a vocal dialogue called Shut Your Mouth from around January of 1927. Fats Waller played piano and Louis Metcalf cornet on the accompaniment. Before that, from May 14th, 1935, it was Clarence Williams and his orchestra with Clarence on piano and This Is My Sunday Off, written by Shelton Brooks. We began our tribute to Clarence Williams with Clarence Williams' Washboard 4 and Nobody But My Baby from January 29th, 1927. That was written by Clarence Williams and Andy Razaf. We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, October 3rd, marked the birth in 1903 in Antioch, California, of composer Johnny Burke. He graduated from the University of Wisconsin and in 1926 moved to Chicago, where he worked as a pianist and song plugger for the Irving Berlin Publishing Company. He transferred to the New York office and began his career as one of the most prolific songwriters of the time. His first major collaborator was Harold Spina, and the team produced such hits as You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew, Beat of My Heart, and My Very Good Friend the Milkman. In 1936, he received a contract with Paramount Pictures and moved to Hollywood, where he collaborated with Arthur Johnston, James Monaco, and Jimmy Van Heusen, among others, and worked on more than 50 films. Johnny Burke died in New York City on February 25, 1964, at age 55. Here are three from the pen of Johnny Burke.
Like you read about in stories, and we'll call it yours and mine. Where the flowers extend their greetings, where the bluebirds hold their meetings, we'll call it yours and mine. When the sun gets up, then we'll get up and I'll help you cook. And when you sit down, then I'll sit down in our breakfast nook. Then between your chair and my chair, maybe there will be a high chair, and we'll call it yours and mine.
Intending to make it true. but you were only pretending. Summer is over, so is my dream.
That's hot and new. Most everybody is doing it too. The boop boop a doop a doop trot. At every party, at every ball, you'll find that you'll decorate the wall. Unless you're ready to dance with them all. The boop boop a doop a doop trot. Long haired musician 62 had to get their hair cut too. Traded their fiddles for a new kazoo. All on account of the boop boop a doop. Come on, you hotsies, come on, you tots. Don't loop around like forget-me-nots. Let's put it on like the regular shot. The boop boop a doop a doop trot.
We began our tribute to Johnny Burke with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, with Smith Ballou singing the Steve Nelson lyric on Yours and Mine from December 12, 1930. In the band, Benny Goodman and Tommy Dorsey. Next, it was Mary Bell with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra in Los Angeles, October 20, 1933, and Summer is Over and So Is My Dream of Love. We finished up with the British band of Spike Hughes and his Decca Dance and the Boop Boop A Doop A Doo Trot from March 28, 1930. The vocalist there was Val Rosing. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And will soon be broadcast over the air down under in the far north of New Zealand. We'll have details about that next month, but speaking of New Zealand, I got a nice email recently from listener Derek in New Zealand requesting several songs by Fred Elizalde. Fred Elizalde was born in the Philippines in 1907 into a wealthy family. He studied music in Spain and with Maurice Ravel in France, but then his parents sent him and his brother to Stanford University to study law. Fred assembled a band with other students, then left Stanford to go into the band business full-time. Here's Fred Elizalde. ¶¶
Thank you.
Fred Elizalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra from June of 1926 by request of listener Derek down under in New Zealand. Those records are in excellent condition and recorded electrically, but were made by the Hollywood Phonograph Company, which did not have much experience in recording electrically and was using an experimental light ray system and parabolic microphones, which accounts for the poor sound quality. With Fred Elizalde playing piano on all, we started off with Tonight's My Night with Baby, followed by Tickling Julie, which started out as a piano solo, but eventually the band joined in. Next, it was How Many Times, featuring a solo on the novelty instrument The Goofus, and we finished up with a true piano solo by Fred Elizalde of Siam Blues.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Richard Himber and his Studebaker Champion Orchestra, and a song which you should instantly recognize.
Thank you. darling, for the words I want to hear. In your dark eyes so smiling, a promise I see, but your true lips won't say you care for me. Oh, my darling, if my daydreams would come true, you would meet me at a secret rendezvous, and I'd find the paradise that lies deep in your eyes. Call me darling, call me sweetheart, call me dear. Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Richard Himber and his Studebaker Champion Orchestra and Avalon from October 5, 1934. The vocalist was Joey Nash. We heard the other side of that record, T for Two, last week in our tribute to Vincent Eumanns. Next, it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra and Call Me Darling. That record is having its 75th birthday this very day. Call Me Darling was written by Bert Riedfeld, Mart Freiberg, and Rolf Marbet, and the Wallace Trio sang the English lyrics, which were written by Dorothy Dick. Then it was Ray Starita and the Piccadilly Revels Band with the Starita brothers, Ray, Al, and Rudy, providing the vocal refrain on Just the Same from October 6, 1927. We finished up with the Green Brothers Novelty Band and a record having its 82nd birthday today, T for Two. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.